Hi, welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. I'm Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And I'm Ash Riot.
And we're here together at our second show. Yay!
Yay!
We're a little excited. Yay! We like to sing when we say yay. One thing I wanted to mention, some of you had said that the last show we had a few people that couldn't hear the music. So if this happens anytime during this show, please call in, talk to Don. And let us know. What we have done, though, is we've changed from electric guitar, which we used last time, to beautiful Julia.
Julia.
Julia is Ash's new acoustic guitar. Let's hear it, Julia. Oh, isn't she lovely? Ah, she has her own
beautiful
personality.
Yeah, she's a beauty. I love her.
Well, actually, tell everybody why you bought her.
Well, I just went in to get some new strings.
That's how it always starts for musicians. I went in to get a pick.
Yeah, I went in to get some picks and a new set of strings. And all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I can't go in the acoustic guitar room because every time I go into Liz Long McQuaid, I don't go often. I buy a new guitar. And I did. So it was really cool. I just, you know, decided I really wanted to buy a new one to have on this new record that we're recording right now.
That's right. So this is the whole, see, this is how we justify our large purchases and put things on credit. We go, hey, we're musicians and we need this guitar. We need this guitar sound. So we are actually recording and have been for just over 2 weeks now. And Julia has been laid down for our first song and she sounds great.
Yeah.
It turned out really nice in the tracks, and we're now working on two other songs, and things are happening and progressing quite nicely. Now, we are two of three members of Hologram Band, and our third member, Kevin Stewart Swain, is currently in the studio creating an arrangement for one of our songs. And we're going to talk a little bit about that song, because it's quite powerful in terms of our lyrics and our, message?
Yeah, our message, which we're going to talk about today. It's one of the topics.
That is correct. We have a topic today, and we also have a topic for next week, actually in 2 weeks, because we're doing our biweekly show, and we're going to tell you that towards the end of this program. But before we start with our music, we would like to invite you to call in. 888-815-9756 is the number. It's toll-free in the United States and Canada. We're going to sing a song that is called Knowing B. And when we wrote this song, how did it kind of come about? Like it's not a song that has your typical verse, chorus, bridge, you know, instrumental break, outro. I was wondering, actually, I was kind of thinking that we had to finish it. I was going, is this song finished? And the message that came from the great where?
It just came.
From the trees.
Which we kiss.
I just kidding. And it didn't come from the trees, but you guys get what we're meaning.
Yeah.
You know how when you have that voice and something says, nope, time to stop. Well, that's what this song was about, is stopping.
Yeah. It's a meditation song. We've discovered it's really easy to slip off somewhere, and that's what we use it for. We really play it before we're, you know, going to do a day of songwriting. We, you know, invite you to, you know, feel this and slip away with a short ditty of beauty.
And we call it not only our meditation song, but it's got a little bit of a lullaby quality. So our topic today, for those of you who haven't checked us out on Twitter, you can follow us, Hologram Music, on Twitter. Or you can also check out our MySpace page. We posted on Twitter the topic and on Facebook. Don't you love social media thing? Look at that. We can gain access to everybody in the world. It's so cool. But anyway, we used these social platforms, media platforms, to let you know our topic is what, Ash?
Spirituality versus religion.
So I also put in brackets, this is going to be juicy, because I know, you know, everybody has an idea. This is one of the things. I used to teach modeling and personal development when I modeled for many, many years, and I got to teach at John Casablancas and at Elizabeth Leslie in Vancouver. Anyway, so one of the things that I taught is you never talk about religion.
To today we are.
And today we are, folks. So, yeah, so we'd like to know your thoughts on spirituality versus religion. And, of course, this Versus isn't setting you up for, this is not going to be a punch-up. This isn't going to be a fight. It's just about letting you know our own ideas, sharing them as artists, because they do bleed into our work. And some of you will pick up on it in our lyrics, and because you can't help when you're an artist that your world views, like Natalie Maines has proven it.
Yeah, and we just want to know your view on it, what we talk about, and you know, call in, let us know, because we're going to be talking about the two and how they can coexist, or if they can, or if they can't.
So, yeah, let's talk about it. We'll share our views, but before we start, we just wanted to set you up. So Spirituality versus Religion with Cheryl Catherine Smith and Ash Riot of Hologram. Call in 888-815-9756. I'll say that again because I spoke really quickly. 888-815-9756. What we'd like you to do, for those of you in Eastern Canada and Eastern United States, and if you're in Paris listening to us, you're, what is it, 4 o'clock in the morning? Anyways, wherever you are, grab your herbal tea or coffee, depending on the day, and put it beside you, and then just sit there, relax.
So we're going to do that meditation lullaby
song. Yeah, shut your eyes. Here we go. Knowing Bee.
Skies attract me.
I am seeing
when you're not there.
I am breathing. I am breathing
underneath the stairs.
Tears of poets gone.
I am breathing.
I lie alone here.
I am free.
Die before the dawn.
Knowing Bee.
As I'm singing the lyrics, it's interesting. Ash started the song, and she wrote the lyric that she sang. And then I sang the second verse, and I wrote that lyric. And we're saying it's a meditation song and a lullaby. But if you were to listen to the lyrics.
It's really not. Yeah, it's kind of sad. But, you know, that's just proof that a beautiful song, a beautiful melody can transport you, even if it's talking about something very sad.
Well, life is about the dark and the light. Life is about the tragedy and about the victory. And so we are, I believe this, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. That's my personal viewpoint. And so the song that we just sang to you, I think the most important thing about that song for me is knowing be. How can we actually be when we have this world that seems to be quite chaotic? Especially today, we're talking to Ash's mom actually about what's going on in Egypt right now. And that's upsetting. At some level it is, and at another level it's about people, you know, rising up and going against injustice. And ultimately, wouldn't it be beautiful, this is my worldview, that we could actually get to justice without violence. But it just seems right now the world is in such a state that we continue to have to, or we think we have to come around to peace with violence. Unless, of course, you're a Buddhist and it's a whole different worldview, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be the world experience. So here we are. We're kind of stepping out on a limb, but this is really just about being authentic and letting you guys in to who we are. And we tell it like it is. We're pretty straightforward people. We've spoken about these things in public before, so it's not something that's new for us. It might be new for you to hear it. But one thing that we do is we welcome what you have to say. This isn't about listening to what we say thinking that we're just trying to push our views on you. This is just about sharing and expressing. So Ash was saying earlier, spirituality versus religion, can and do the two coexist? What do you feel is best for our society as a whole? And while we wait for people to give us a call, we are going to start. How about you, Ash? Do you want to share a little bit about what this means to you?
So for me, spirituality is very different than religion. I grew up going to a Christian school, which in a way I'm really grateful for. I mean, I had a good experience with the people and, you know, being in a private school in a way, because it was really, I really felt separate from society in a way, which was good and it was what I needed, especially growing up and being a musician. And it was good in a way because I got to really, as I said, be isolated from things that I kind of didn't want to hurt me at that point. I was pretty sensitive and I wanted to just explore who I was and where I was. I was thankful for the experience, but a lot of the views that were really pushed on me, I saw a good and I saw a bad with being in a Christian school because one way you weren't allowed to be an individual. It just didn't work out. I mean, the religious part of their spirituality really took over their spirituality. Because spirituality to me is being free and it's being able to express yourself. It's being able to really have no limits. Whereas religion, you're under a limit. You're in boundaries. And I was really starting to realize that when I was forced to go to chapel every week on every Wednesday and I didn't have a choice in the matter. And they told me that, you know, I don't have a say in many things that I did. So I decided to, just take it for what it was and try and find spirituality that didn't fit under the title of religion. I never knew it. For many years, I had to figure it out myself.
So what have you figured out? Are you still in the process of figuring out, maybe is what my question is.
We're always going to be in the process of figuring it out, but I'm really, really thankful to know the difference between spirituality and religion. And I mean, we're going to be talking about that and how it's different and how we've both maybe come to realize that. I realize that that's pretty vague, but we're just starting somewhere.
Yeah, and I also personally, I feel that in many ways, religion can get in the way, as opposed to spirituality it's more of a, rather than a blockade, it's more of an opening and a shared thing. So we have a caller,
Jax from Houston, line two.
Hey, Jax.
Hey, Ash, how's it going?
And Cheryl, Catherine Smith. Hi, how are you doing?
Yes. Good.
So, how are you in Houston land?
Oh, all right. It is Houston, which means it's warm and humid and definitely doesn't feel like winter. So, it's a season of just bizarre experiences.
It was so cold. Today we were on the beach at like 9 o'clock in the morning, just sitting there and having some time together. And it was absolutely freezing. I think my toe still hurts from frostbite.
But, Jax, it was beautiful.
It was very beautiful. It was gorgeous.
And we saw seals and we saw lots of wild. It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
Really cool. So you're saying interesting things are happening. Do you want to share some of those?
Oh, interesting things are always happening down here. For me, since I'm been raised in Wisconsin, I feel like a certain part of my soul is very much attuned to the North. And to have seasons and an actual winter. But down here, I'm always just a tiny bit out of sorts because I don't have seasons. I don't have my normal relationship with nature and the natural passage of time. So I'm always totally confused. So when it's 75 degrees out, in the end of January, it's very confusing sometimes for the brain.
Do you find that you have...
And probably for the trees down here, too. So you'd have lots of less dormant trees, too, hug and kiss if you came down here.
Good. We see that you watch our videos.
Yes.
When's the last time you kissed a tree, Jack?
I tend not to kiss trees so much, but I do say hello to them, and I give them a little, you know, I'll touch them as I walk by and say hello and appreciate them for being there.
We're right in there, man. We're just, next time you pass a tree, kiss it. Your life will change. So, do you have anything to add about our spirituality versus religion?
Well, you know, spirituality is pretty much what got us together, right? I mean, you know, we first met talking about, like, music and stuff, like the Butchies, and, you know, just talking about awesome music and stuff, but we became friends by talking about stuff that was a heck of a lot more important and deeper, you know? Like, that's been our relationship over the years, has been we can come to each other and we talk about everything and, you know, approach it from a very spiritual standpoint. I don't think we've ever talked about religion, you know, like, that it actually never, I don't think it's ever even come up. But, you know, our spiritualities have grown over the years as, you know, we've matured, and that not only gives us a nice little bond, but it's, you know, it's allowed us to become, like, better people throughout the years. And I think that's the power of spirituality, is that it doesn't require any religion. You know, you don't have to have anyone else to tell you what to believe, to tell you what to do, to express your spirituality, or to connect to the divine and the larger world around you. You can just follow your own soul, you follow your own path, and it can be absolutely amazing. And you know, I mean, if spirituality didn't work like that, well, we wouldn't be living proof of how awesome spirituality is, you know? And I see way too many people looking to religion when the religion doesn't have spirituality as its goal. It doesn't have actual true connection as its goal. It has just, you know, scaring you into showing up to church every week and giving money and, you know, scaring you with, if you don't come to church, if you don't pray, if you don't do all the right things, then you're going to go to hell and suffer eternally, which, you know, I'm pretty sure if you have to scare people into doing the things you want them to do, then that's pretty much, that's a really bad motivational factor. I mean, like, that's kind of like your last-ditch effort. If that's the only thing you have is to scare the crap out of people, you don't have anything.
Well, both Ash and I are nodding our heads the whole time you're speaking, Jax.
That's actually a really, I wish I could have said my sentence before you as good as that. I mean, it's I was, like, grasping at straws trying to figure out exactly how I mean, but, yeah, it's really true. I mean, when you have to a condition on something so that's meant to be so freeing and so beautiful, it really takes that free will and that beauty away.
And you spoke about connection, Jax, right? You spoke about spirituality being more about connection. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Well, it's funny because I'm actually really bad about connecting on some levels. Like, I'm not good about connecting with people. And that's just issues. You know, people have their own personal issues. But at the same time, I feel like to me, my strongest spiritual experiences, like, I feel my chest get warm. And, you know, I feel like my heart is just ready to explode. And, you know, that's when you're really connecting with someone. Like, the easiest are, like, with babies. Or, like, kittens and puppies, you know, baby things.
Animals, yes.
Because
the
they're
innocent,
so pure.
Right?
Yeah. They don't have all that baggage. And, you know, they're not scary. There's no intimidation factor, like, with people. You never know if they're going to stab you in the back or something. So, you have personal issues. But, you know, with baby things, they're just pure innocence. And they're so, you know, like, they are their souls. Like, they don't have anything else that's added to it much in the way of, like, ego. They have a little bit of personality, but mostly they're just, there's pure and light and awesome. So it's like, that's a really easy way to just really experience connection.
Well, that's beautiful.
And, like, you know, I have had a few moments where I connect with, like, just something bigger, you know, whether you call that God or whatever you want to call it, you know, but just
how about
sort of, like,
Goddess? Did you hear me? I said, how about goddess?
Well, honestly, I don't, I don't add a gender to any of it.
I know.
So
the reason why
for me, I struggle
that.
Because I don't really like the word God just because it's so tainted. And I'm part of the Jedi Realist movement, so we use the word force a lot, but I don't feel comfortable adding always a consciousness to something we want to call the force. So I don't have good words yet. That's why I keep it really general and just say, like, the divine or the universe. And
Cheryl says, what's really cool, she says mother, father, God. I like that.
It's
everything.
I like to bring all,
syllables.
Because there's, you know, there's masculine and feminine energy on the planet, and I just think, why not mother, father, God being both, right? Just that balance.
We love that you called in, because everybody out there is also hearing what you had to say, which is what we agree with, and you said it very well, so thank you.
And yeah, and I just wanted to say thank you too, Jax. You were very eloquent, and we are very much supporting your views because we share them. And I think this is where spirituality is coming in, and religion doesn't seem to have a lot of room for a lot of things, like you were saying and expressing about the rules and the fear factor. And a lot of religion, unfortunately, is based on do this or else, and it instills a lot of fear and a lot of guilt in people. And I feel that that isn't force or universe or spirit or mother, father, God, or whatever we choose to call it. I've actually even spoken and said, if you want to call Harold, I mean, Maud, just Harold and Maud, like the old film, right? There you go. There's God. But Eckhart Tolle says that God has been misused. He doesn't even like to use the word God either.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, thank you, Jax, and we love you, and we will talk to you soon. We have another caller on line one. It's Erin.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. I think there was a problem. Technical difficulties.
Are you still there, Erin, or have you left?
I'm still here. Oh, no,
okay,
I'm still here. I'm like humid, warm temperature. I'm in like minus 22 degrees. So
wow.
It's interesting to hear about the weather. Yeah.
So tell everybody where you're from, Erin, because we want to know where it's
I'm
minus.
I'm from Surrey. I live in Peace River, Alberta.
Peace River,
northern,
Alberta.
Northern
minus
Alberta.
20 degrees.
Wow, that is
What's
freezing.
That? It is
I have
literally
never been
freezing.
There.
And I like your joke about frostbite on the beach is totally insignificant as well.
Because it's not as cold as it is
here.
There.
Okay. Sorry?
Because it's not as cold here as it is where you are, but we still had cold feet.
I know. Don't you feel sorry for us hanging by the beach in Vancouver, no snow, and having cold toes? That's what Ash is going for, Erin. Do you feel for her?
Yeah, this is all very painful for me right now, actually.
You love me. It's okay.
But it is all relative. I totally understand and respect the fact that it is all relative. So, yeah, I can give you guys that.
So tell us. Tell us what you feel about spirituality versus religion.
Well, I feel a lot of things, but I think mainly what it comes down to for me is the fact that we're all human beings living individual lifetimes between 0 and, 110, 115 years, and there's no way, I think it's unfortunate, actually, to that people do prescribe to these religions, because how can you be fed what to know? And really, I personally believe all your personal knowledge comes from inside, which is more of a spirituality, and everything is, we have everything we could possibly know inside of ourselves, I personally believe. And, yeah, to go for a religion that just obstructs that. And I think, I think it's crazy to just hear something and be told what to believe when life is so short and fleeting, and we all have that ability to find it for ourselves. But I guess in the same time, I will contradict myself, because at the same time, maybe that's what some people need, because they can't, or maybe don't realize they can find it within themselves. I have no idea.
Well, you know what? It always inspired me when I've been to your house when you used to live in Surrey, that you wrote in pastel on your wall. Do you remember what you wrote?
Yep.
Say it.
Oh, but to know life is to love many things.
Exactly, and that's the exact
same
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's to love life is to know many things, because you think about it, and I mean, how else would we be able to really grow if we were stagnated by just loving one thing? And it's the same with spirituality. I mean, to really be pushed into one sect, really, you know, you're not fully living, I don't think.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's exactly how I feel. You hit the nail on the head, sister.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, thank you for
calling
in.
I don't know what else to say.
What?
Hello? I just said I don't know what else to say.
I think you said it really well, Erin, and I really want to, this is Cheryl now, I just wanted to say thank you so much for calling and for sharing. Again, this is just about being authentic, and a lot of times when we share our real, what we really feel and what we really value, especially when we're talking about a subject that is relating to religion too, it's a sensitive area, and it takes courage to actually say what you really feel. So I say kudos and thank you, and I really mean it. So thank you for calling. And
no problem. And also, I also don't mean to offend anybody whatsoever. I respect some turn to Jesus, some turn to heroin. So, okay, I'm going to go.
And
true enough.
And I've turned to both in a way, in my experience too. So thank you for that, Erin. Thank you. And we have Randy from Fresno, California on line two. Hello, Randy.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm an acquaintance of Jack's, and she mentions that Ash is her best friend. So, hey, Jack, how you doing?
cool. Thank you for calling.
You know, what's that?
I said thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Randy.
Oh, thank you. The thing is, you know, it's kind of funny that we're talking about spirituality and religion, because I just got back from my aunt's church, because, you know, out of respect, I go to this church for her, plus I also got a job through there. And, you know, today is a good example of what you're talking about the differences between spirituality and religion. A good example of that is, you know, they asked who in this church was not baptized. And, of course, I was baptized Catholic. You know, I'm not interested in becoming anything else. You know, I mean, I am learning things through the Jedi Realist website from Jax. Hi again, Jax. The thing is, when I mentioned that, everybody looked at me, and the rest of the time, you know, it's kind of like they're implying that I should be fully baptized in their organization, which isn't what I want, you know?
Yeah.
Because the whole entire time that I'm listening to them, they're always talking about the same thing, that, you know, you have to give yourself to Jesus, you have to do this, everybody else is wrong, this is what the Bible says, and if you don't follow it, you're not going to go to heaven when you die. And I was just like, you know, this isn't right. You know, this isn't fair, because now they're constantly telling me, yeah, you have to read the Bible. Yes, you have to be at church every Sunday. And I'm trying to deal with a situation where I'm, you know, where someone I love is long distance, you know, it lives in another country, and I'm trying to go to a trip with them. And I told the pastor about it. Next thing I know, he's telling me, Randy, you shouldn't do it. You should do this first. You should do this first. Give up what you're basically kind of saying, give up what I want to do, because he's trying to force his influence on what I want to do. And I noticed that happens a lot with a lot, especially with this church I go to. But again, I only do it out of respect for my aunt and everything.
So you go to the church more, you go more for her than you go for you, right?
Pretty much that, and the fact that I got a great job there, you know, from that organization. That's the other reason. So
more
of the just obligation, and for my aunt, yeah.
What is your comment then? It sounds like you're not satisfied with the fact that it's almost like, this is my experience with church, because I've been very involved with church myself. And one of the things is it's very much them versus versus us in a way, or a sense of...
Oh, yeah. That's the way it is. I mean, I've told them about things about me. You know, they told me don't express those things about yourself, you know, about, you know, you're studying these, you know, things that aren't part of the Bible, all this stuff. And it's just like, you know, I have to keep holding back on, you know, on who I am and everything. And it's just like, that's not right, that I have to hold back who I am. And then them telling me this is how you have to live your life, and that if you don't, you know, you're not going to get anywhere in your life. You must follow these rules and live this way. So it's just like, am I unsatisfied with them? Yeah, because it's not about us being spiritual beings. It's about mainly them saying you have to do it this way, live this life, or you're not going to get anything, you know, when you die. It's just basically your life is not worth anything kind of thing.
Well, you know, what I feel is that whenever anybody, whether it's a church or a group or just like a certain group of people, when anybody tells you that who you are is wrong to fit into them, it's no longer about love. It's about control. So it's... I can't deal with it. I just, you know, that makes me want to run.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make me want to believe what they believe.
You brought up the subject today, and, you know, and I was referred to you guys to talk and listen to it and heard about it. And I was just like, you know, that's, you know, finally somebody's, you know, you got, there are people out there that feel the same way I do about it, because everybody I deal with at my church and everything is like, oh, you have to be, you should be baptized now. You should do this. And I'm just like, I'm not interested. Well, it, you know, if you get baptized, your life will be better. And I'm just like, I thought we can create our own, you know, our own destiny and make the things we want to have happen, and that God will do what he wants, you know, will help us out if we, you know, if we do the things properly, you know, by living our lives, being positive, having faith in ourselves, and letting the universe do its thing or God do his thing instead of focusing on it. And that's been working out great. But then, as soon as I tell him that, it's all about, no, you have to give yourself to, you know, Jesus and this and that. I'm like, that's a little much, you know?
Hi, so, Randy, this is Cheryl. I'm just going to identify myself so you know who's talking to you. It was Ash who just spoke to you, and I just want to share a little bit of my own story. I was very much involved in the church. I became a born-again Christian in my teens, and I got involved in ministry. And I was doing music ministry at the time, and I was also very much involved with witnessing and on and on. I mean, I definitely know the church, and I have been very much involved in the past, and including a full immersion baptism in Whatcom Lake, Washington, very much committed to the message. But what I found, I eventually just decided, I made a conscious effort to let go of the church. Now, again, I'm going to say this is me. This is me speaking, and this isn't about telling anybody to go ahead and let go of their churches. This is just my story. And the reason that I did that is because I found a lot of incongruency. And what Ash is talking about is love. And to me, Christ, yeah. I'll just use Christ because Christ is based in the Christian church. I feel very strongly that even Christ wouldn't be interested in today's churches that call themselves Christian churches, because I believe that Christ's message was about acceptance, was about love, was about non-judgment. And what has happened is a lot of the churches and being involved in a congregation and a few of them, I was actually quite hurt and disappointed, because I'm not taking it away from the great people. There's a lot of really fabulous people in church too, okay? I want to say that. Mm-hmm. But overall, I felt that I had to fit in and I had to be a certain kind of person. And there wasn't really a loose criteria. It's more, well, you can't have premarital sex. You can't be gay. You can't be... I won't even go into some of the rules, because I was involved in a church that was even, you couldn't wear makeup, you couldn't wear jewelry. I mean, it was crazy, right? It's kind of like rules gone rampant in a sense. And you're just, I was just so inundated with just feeling like, who am I? And I wasn't good enough. And to me, God is spirit, force, whatever we choose to call creative energy. You know, to me, that's not what it's about. So I consciously left, and right now, Ash and I and Kevin were writing a song called Baptize the Universe that speaks exactly about this issue.
The funny thing is, you brought up homosexuality. You know, the pastor was telling me, or telling everybody, that if a homosexual walked in there, he'd welcome him with open arms and then say, you know, just don't sin, you know, talking about how he would tell him, don't sin again. And I'm like, how can you tell, how does that work when you tell him, don't sin again? You know, it just got confusing and more confusing. It's just like the more I listened, the more I just wanted to walk out of the place. But like I said, I'm doing it because I feel obligated and out of respect for my aunt because I'm, you know, living in a place.
Well,
so,
to me, anything that finds disgust or distaste in any kind of love is not love. Mm. And, I mean,
exactly.
I've definitely identified with that so much in my life. I mean, it's been so hard. In one sense, somebody's telling me, you know, love, Jesus is love or God is love, which I believe. But why does there have to be a condition on that love? Why does it have to mean one thing?
Well, the other thing is, you know, I told him about my girlfriend who's long distance. You know, she wants me to be there by a certain time because certain events are happening in her family that she wants me to be a part of, which is happening in March. I told him about it. And he's like, no, you shouldn't do that. You should focus on your job, the new job you just got, and do this, this, and this until you get the resource, you know, go beyond your resources. I'm like, I feel I can make it. But he's kind of like, you know, kind of implying, saying, well, this is my advice, but at the same time, it's like, no, he's implying I should do it his way, kind of a thing.
Well, so, the beauty of being individuals is that we can make individual decision. And one of the things that I've learned, too, is it's important to reach out and ask for advice from people that you respect. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you take that advice verbatim or that, you know, ultimately, Deepak Chopra said this, the best choice we make for ourselves is the ones we make for ourselves, and it's the best for everyone. That's what he meant. He said, if you make the best choice for you, ultimately everybody benefits. It's the best choice for them. Sometimes people will try to tell us that we should do it a certain way, and that's my least favorite word is should. Shoulds don't work with me, and it's okay to listen and not to get defensive and just to sort of try it on and say, hey, does that fit? Do I feel that that's right for me? And then make a decision based on what you feel is right and best for you.
And it's got to be like Cheryl told me. She has been a huge inspiration to me. More so than I think anybody I've ever met.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And you know, one of the things she taught me about 8 months ago, she said, when dealing with a situation, she said, ask yourself if it's a hell yes.
That's from Derek Sivers. Yeah.
But if it's not a hell yes, if you're asking yourself something going, okay, it has to be not a, I'm not sure, maybe. It has to be a hell yes. If it's not a hell yes, even if it's a just kinda, you don't do it. It's got to be a hell yes. Think about that. It'll help you. It's helped me like thousands of times in the past like 10 months.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do is focus on hell yes. I'm going to have the money for the trip. I'm going to go on the trip and be there for this event that she wants me to be at, even though I have no money right now, you know, I'll have the money when the time's right and then go see her, you know, in March. But,
everybody else
is trying to jump in saying, no, you should just focus on the job, this and that. I'm like, well, hell yes, I want to go. This is about me. This is about me and her. We both love each other. We both want to be with each other. You know, this is about us, not about anybody else. You know,
well,
so
yeah. And so you need to follow through with that. And I mean, I have a similar story. I was recently separated from my then husband, and I hadn't been working a regular job in my situation. And I decided at that point that I was going to basically pick myself up off the ground and get back into my music. And that I had been a musician for a while, and then I put it down for a bit. And this situation in my life, I go, well, what do I have to lose? I've got to re-embrace that part of me that fits for me, which is my music. And at the time, I approached a family member and I said to him, who I respect and love, I said to him, I'm going to be an artist. I am an artist. I'm going to get back into being an artist again. And his response to me was, what's wrong with you? You have to be practical. You have to work day jobs and hate it like the rest of us. That's pretty much
exactly
what he
said. Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that a lot, especially lately.
I know, and he actually said that to me. And the thing is, Randy, he believed it. He believed that in life, we're supposed to basically plod on through it, hate what we're doing because we need to pay our mortgages and look after our children and have our two cars in the garage and consume, you know, consume, consume, consume. And I just was going, at that moment, actually a piece of my heart kind of broke because I really respected him. And for him to say that to me, and I knew it was wrong. I knew in the deepest core of me,
it's not a hell yes.
That it was not a hell yes, and it was wrong, and it hurt me. In all honesty, it hurt me that he said that to me. But I'll tell you this, I didn't listen. It was probably the first time I said, you know what? I'm not getting such great advice. I got to start really listening to myself.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I understand that. It's funny you mentioned that because I had a lot of people say the same thing because I was on disability for for anxiety attacks since October. I'm finishing it up just now. And my family was saying the same thing, that if I don't start getting a job and putting money aside, I'll never accomplish what I want. And I'm just like, well, you know, that makes me feel so much better, you know. And I even explained this to certain people that I took a CNA course and got dropped or quit, depending on if you heard the whole story. And, you know, my mother called me a failure. You know, everybody looked down on me for that. It was just like, what? You know, how are these people supposed to be a support person making me feel better? You know,
well,
by calling me a failure and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, nobody likes to be called a failure, and especially from someone that we love and respect. But the truth is, Randy,
exactly. That
at times the people that are closest to us will let us down the most. And it's not to say that they don't love us or they don't care about us, but a lot of people come from their own place of fear. A lot of people come from their own place of self-judgment. And what we think is them telling us that we're failing, a lot of times it's them feeling themselves that they're failing. And again, I mean, that's a whole other thing just psychologically to start getting into that. But really what I found is try it on and ask yourself, do you feel that you're a failure? And really, who's living your life, Randy? Are you living it or are they living it? Because bottom line is we're not here for a hell of a long time and we might as well make it count. We might as well make it all count.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree with that. It's just, like I said, everybody that I deal with, you know, so one person has said to me that I have a lot of negative influences in my life, and I don't disagree with that at all because a lot of them have been used to being one way, and I'm so different. I'm more of a spiritual person, so my views are always different. And then for a long time, I had a problem trusting my own judgment, and that's what, you know, caused a lot of problems. But, you know, I will say this, and I know she's listening. You know, Jax has been a great inspiration to me, too. She's been a great help, giving me information and helping me through. So, you know, that's why, you know, I've been so grateful to have her, you know, communication with her. So, you know, things are going better now. I'm just, you know, dealing with the whole differences between what I want and what the church that I deal with wants, you know, because they're always telling me one thing that goes against everything I feel to a point where I'm basically trying to keep my mind occupied, you know, because I'll say this. This church is, you know, my kid's sister, who's a Catholic, went there one time. They totally tore her apart. You know, they actually, for 3 hours, tore her apart, you know, made her cry in front of everybody by saying that she was wrong, that she should be a member of their church and all this stuff. And, you know, and I just didn't appreciate what they did to her.
Well, that's the thing, Randy. That's to me, you've really outlined our exact point with the difference between spirituality and religion, because religion is based in fear and spirituality is based in love. They really would love to, you know, the religion would really love to have more love I think, in a way, because they could really keep more people in it.
Well, I agree. I mean, my sister, I mean, literally was crying for an hour after that meet, after that church meeting, because she just felt so horrified to be treated that way, you know? They were telling her that she was going to go to hell, that she should join their church to be saved, that being a Catholic was wrong, and, you know...
Isn't it interesting, Randy, how you have one Christian church, which is probably a fundamentalist church that you're talking about, and I don't need you to name it, saying that another Christian church is wrong. I mean, this is what I mean. This is the insanity that I'm addressing. I'm addressing in my work, in our music, in my own, when I speak, because I just feel that spirituality, I don't even, you know, I'm not really a huge fan of that word either, but it seems to be the only thing that we kind of can sort of communicate and understand. It's basically, there's truth in all things, so let's just celebrate the truths in everything. And anything that tries to tear you down and doesn't come from love, you need to think about it and forget about what it says it is and look at everything for what it really is. So I just want to thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Randy.
And
it was really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
We love Jax, too. And just keep connecting with her because there's a lot of wisdom there for you.
Yeah, and call us anytime.
Yeah, thank you, Randy.
I will. I'll be listening to the show. She just told me about the show today. And listening every single Sunday from now on.
Well, you're amazing. Thank you, Randy. And good luck with everything.
Okay, much love. Big
much
hugs.
Much love.
All right.
Bye, Randy.
Bye,
Randy.
Take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
So that's perfect. Actually, I'm really appreciating what Randy was sharing because coming from this place of it doesn't make sense. This was what my experience was. Is I think ultimately, we all want to belong. We all want a sense of it's in our nature to feel that we're loved and that we can love and that we're social beings and we want to belong to something or feel that we belong. And what I was getting in my experience, I have expectations. When I was younger, I thought, well, a church is a safe haven for me. It will offer me safety. It will offer me love. It will offer me acceptance. It will offer me non-judgment. And instead, what I ended up, my own again, I'm going to say this is my own personal experience, so nobody starts, you know, getting upset at me. But it will tell me. What it was telling me at the time, or what I felt, is I got too involved with the rules because I found that I was actually literally feeling that my head wouldn't shut up. I was constantly criticizing myself, telling myself I wasn't good enough. I was judging myself for the head thoughts I would have if I had, maybe I had a sexual thought or whatnot, and I would go, oh, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. And it was more about tearing me down than it was about building me up. And I also don't believe that I was born a sinner. And this is another thing that the church likes to say to us, that we were born sinners. I mean, I like how Marian Williamson says that sin is not anything other than we've missed the mark. So anytime we have a sense of conscience or a guilty conscience, it's because we missed our marks. It doesn't mean that we're bad, inherently bad beings. I just don't agree with that. And this is where I think religion has really disserved our society because it's not about bringing us together. It's not about peace. Why do we have wars in this world? Why do we experience people saying, in the name of God, my God, I will kill you? I mean, it's just ludicrous. It's insane to me. It doesn't make sense. This is me. I mean, I get pretty passionate, obviously, about this because I've had intimate experience with it. This is not me just going, I don't think this works for people.
You've lived this.
I've lived it. Ash has lived it. She grew up, living it. And so, again, we want to come from love, too. We want to express our viewpoints, but we don't want to be, you know, pushing anything down people's throats. But I think the beauty of art is that as an artist, we're compelled to share what we feel our truths are, and we're compelled to share our world experience, our spiritual experience, our mental experience, our emotional experience.
And it's a drive.
And it's, yeah, it drives us.
It,
you're right.
It drives us because, I mean, all through high school and every single one of my binders, I wrote the quote, "Art is why I get up in the morning" by Ani DiFranco.
Cool.
Every single binder, every single, even in every writing project, that was my mantra. Art is why I get up in the morning. And for that, just that one thing blew my mind, and it took me out of trying to figure out, okay, what, you know, I'm not following this basic religion, but this is my religion. This is my spirituality. And it's when you make spirituality your quote-unquote religion, I'm going to use that very loosely, when you realize you don't have to have a religion.
Why can't we just be our own religion? Mm-hmm. I mean, Jax touched on it, Aaron touched on it, how the answers are within us. And one of the things, I'm going to step out on a limb again. I was in Paris not that long ago. I was there for a month. And I love the churches. I'll say that. I'm so grateful that religion has built these amazing structures. And I love what it means to me now. It doesn't mean the same thing that I think that they were constructed for, but it means something for me. And I really do have a sense of religion has to shift or change or be well, I said smashed.
She did.
Ash
she
is reminding smashed. Me. And so, I mean, now I'm going to get all sorts of people writing me and going, oh, my God. Anyway.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. How dare you say that? But how dare I not? Because if you look at something that's been going on for how many hundreds and thousands of years, and if it isn't working, it isn't working. Who was it who said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results? I think that might have been Einstein. So if something's not working, then why don't we do something differently instead of repeating our history? Why can't we take something and improve on it instead of trying to fit everybody into the boxes that we've created? Why can't we just kind of smash the box and recreate something?
Like, how many wars are going to have to go by again until we actually decide to shift?
When are we going to stop having war? And I'm with Yoko and John. You know, war is over if you want it to be. So how many of us truly want it to be? How many of us are willing to get involved, maybe not even physically with changing and shifting the consciousness of the planet, but what about even with our thoughts? And what about with our deeds and our love towards each other and strangers and on and on? I mean, this is a huge, we could have another show, we probably will, all about this. How are we contributing? How do we feel that we're contributing to this society? Because instead of just kind of turning a blind eye and saying that's not my fault or that has nothing to do with me, how can we actually go, it does, it has everything to do with me? So Ash and I have written another song, and we performed it last show, and it's actually on our website, MySpace, the acoustic demo for The Fusion, and that's what this is about. This song is about love. And what's going to bring us all together? What is it that's going to really make a difference? And that is love. We all have to reside in our own love, not only for ourselves, that has to be first, but also for each other and for this planet. So I want to remind you that we are a bi-weekly show. So our next show is February 13th. And we're excited because our third hologram member, there's three of us, right? Ash, me, and Kevin Stewart Swain. And Kevin's going to be on the program. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to be discussing the divine feminine. And
it's
it's going to be so cool because we basically have lived in a patriarchal world. And now we're going to embrace the divine feminine. And I invite all of you men to please call in, because this isn't ousting you guys. This is about embracing the divine feminine within yourselves too. I mean, we're all balance of masculine and feminine energies. So let's really kind of focus on the feminine. And Kevin's going to be talking about his view on the divine feminine as well. So we're actually looking quite forward to this. This is going to be
it's
great.
It's going to be really fun.
So that's February 13th, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And our Easterners, that's 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to hearing from you, to sharing our views, and for you sharing yours with us. We're going to end this session with our song, The Fusion. Listen to the lyrics, feel the vibration of the music. Know that we love you sincerely, and we welcome your love too. So thank you.
Yeah, and please, if you have Twitter, you can add us at Hologram Music. That's just our username, Hologram Music. And you can find us as well on MySpace, which is the same username, Hologram Music. And there's, you know, you'll just get updates from us on even, you know, topics on the radio show or whatever. So yeah, please keep in touch. The phone lines are going to be open for a few more minutes, and we're going, and the number is 888-815-9756. And we're going to play the fusion, and if any last-minute callers, please do call.
Yeah, we'll grab your call. If not, we're probably just going to sign off after this. So here's the fusion. The universe encompasses me beneath the stars above the sea. Enthralled, immersed, watching you. Knowing I have a part in this too. Faithless, they watch and wait for them. I sever in my old earthly disguise. Enthralled, immersed, watching you. Knowing we have a part in this too. This is a world of illusion. And so I honor all delusion. Be not baffled with exclusion. Bring all love in for the fusion. Watch the wind blow power out, stronger than what we were about. Unto me the forgotten leaves, pressed upon these autumn leaves. Angelic hosts been known to us, falling faster than we trust. Watch the circles born of light, moving while we're all up. So I honor all illusion. Be not baffled with exclusion. Bring all love in for the all love and for the fusion. We have no more callers, so we're going to say goodbye. Take care of yourselves, each other. We love you. Kiss a tree.
Kiss a tree.
Think
we're
of hologram. And visit us on MySpace. Check us out on Twitter. Follow us. We'll follow back. And know that you are loved.
Know that you are loved very much. And yes, that is our new tagline. We are hologram, and we kiss trees.
Good night.
Good night.